Big Red Bench.
Yeah, it's always they're always big games when Rovers come down. But like you say, where I played for a couple of years, and there still know a few players there, and the people behind the scenes are good people, and I got on well with them. So it's always nice to play them, and we need a big crowd and a good win for ourselves, really. Yeah, definitely. I think especially the second one up in Tallaght was probably our best. Probably our best away performance of the season, really, and it was a good feeling just before the break to beat them up there. So that's what we're looking forward to do. I think it's going to be a different proposition playing against them this time with the new manager coming in. A lot of their players are playing for next season, so a bit different game. But we know what we're all about, and I think we're confident enough of getting a decent result again. We were talking about it the other day, and we took 24 points out of the first series of games, 22 out of the second series of games. I think we'll only think it's a lull when we come down and sit down at the end of the season and see how many points we got in the last third, really. I think this time of the year, every game's tough, whether you're playing a team that is bottom like we had against Athlone the other day, or you're playing the top teams. Every game's a tough game, everyone's playing for something, or players are playing for something, so it's different. So I think we just take every game that comes now. I think we'll try not to look at other teams, where they're doing. I think we've put ourselves in a great position. If we can stay where we are, I think we can be happy, and we'll see where it leaves us at the end of the season, really. I think, especially with our squad, it's not as probably big as a lot of other teams, and we had to use the... It's a tough time. Like we've had injuries and suspensions over the same sort of time, so it's been tough, but if you want to be successful, you want to be playing as many games as you can, and that is the cup, the FAI Cup and the league. You want to be challenging, so every game is a big game, whether you're playing twice a week or once a week. We get on with it, and I think we're disappointed to be at the cup, but now we know we've got the 7 games to get ourselves into a good position. It's a weird division that you can possibly ever have 10 games off this time of the year. But it's where we're at. We would prefer to have the game in the cup, obviously, but we take the rest. And obviously, if we can get a good win on Friday night, it'll put us into probably good rest for everyone, and we can give the last 6 games a right good go. If you can look into that, you look at every game's a swing, whichever team you're playing. So you'd be talking about that all day long. So we've not really thought about that. I think we're just, like I said before, concentrating on ourselves and every game. If we win on Friday night, we're going to be no different from where we were at the start of the night. It's up to the other teams to look after themselves, and we'll look after ourselves. And if it comes down to last game and we've got a great chance, I think that's all we can ask for, really, at this point.
Do you feel like you feel solid you can close a 6-point gap on Dundalk at this stage with 7 games to go?
I don't see why not. I think we're trying not to think about Dundalk too much. I think they put themselves in a great position. Just up to us to win as many games as we can now before now and the end of the season, and see where that leaves us. I think, like you say, it's out of our hands now, so concentrate on ourselves and see where that leaves us. It's a massive loss for the squad and the team. He's been outstanding for the whole year, really. I think he's he made the right back his position from probably never really playing for Cork City there. He really proved to be probably the best right back in the league for the season, so I suppose it come to no surprise, really, that he moved in the end. But it would have been nice to keep him to the end of the year. But when the Premier League comes knocking, you can't really hold the lad back, because it's what every player dreams of doing. So wish him all the best. He's a great lad, so I have no doubt that he'll do well. He's gonna have some great days, I have no doubt. But it'll be tough at times as well. So take the good days and the bad days, and just relax and enjoy it, really, because before you know it, you'd be old like me and have a proper job. All depends. He needs a bit of luck, I suppose. If the manager takes a fancy to him, he's got a great chance of getting in and playing. I think he's got all the attributes to be able to play, but can't really say, because I've no doubt that is a massive step up from our league to the Premier League. So you're definitely going to need a good few months training, because it'll be a lot like our trainers, their training is going to be even a step up from our training. So I'd say take them a good few months to get used to that, and like I say, he's in no rush, I don't think. I think he's got a few years to break in, so and by the sounds of it, he's going to have a great chance to be able to play. So I think there's no rush for him. He's a young lad, and he's only going to get better as the time goes on. It's nice if you know someone definitely going into the club, but I think you probably see the Premier League and all that. I think that's probably one of the main I don't know, I haven't spoken to him about it, but like you say, it was nice to have a choice for him, really. I think to be able to pick for himself, I think that just tells you what sort of player he is, so I can't really knock his choice of going there.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA for all your home insurance needs.